And the first thing that the Buddha said was that his disciples should meet regularly and in large numbers. So I'm very glad to see that on this occasion, that advice, that admonition of the Buddha is being quite literally followed. Huh? We're not only here, well, one could even say that we're here repeatedly, because there have been other gatherings in the course of the year, gatherings of members of the order and members of the FWPO. But here we are on this occasion, the 41st anniversary of the founding of the FWPO, gathered together in large numbers. And I hope that this tradition will be maintained in the future as it has been maintained in the past. So this is the first thing that the Buddha mentioned, that if his spiritual movement were to survive, was to prosper, if the Sangha was to continue to grow, its existing members had to meet together repeatedly and in large numbers. Of course, I know that some people don't like large gatherings. Some people don't like crowds, as they say. But nonetheless, when we can gather together in this way, united by a common devotion to the Dharma, it's not the same thing as when you gather together for some more secular purpose, like maybe a football match or to watch a film. It's a very different thing. When we gather together in this sort of way, when we meditate together, when we do puja together, when we listen to talks about the Dharma together, a completely different atmosphere is generated. One might even say that a quite different level of consciousness even is sometimes reached. Well, I remember in this connection there was another incident in the Buddha's life when one of his disciples suggested to the king of the area that they should go and visit the Buddha at night. It was the night of the full moon. So the disciple conducted the king to where the Buddha was sitting with his disciples in the middle of the forest in the moonlight. And the text tells us that they were all sitting there in perfect silence. And such was the atmosphere which was generated, such was the deep peace that the king felt just sitting there, or even just seeing the Buddha and his disciples all sitting there in silence, that he exclaimed, "I wish that my son would enjoy such peace as this." It is quite significant, I thought, that the king made that wish for his son. It seems that he himself had committed certain wicked actions and couldn't hope to experience much peace in this lifetime. But though he was a wicked man, he was very fond of his son. He wanted his son to have the best. He wanted his son to enjoy peace of mind, and he could think of no greater blessing for his son than the peace of mind that was being experienced by the disciples of the Buddha as they sat there in the moonlight on that night. So when we gather together, whether we sit in silence or whether we're communicating with one another, whether we're chanting, whether we're meditating, since we're all united in the Dharma, something, so to speak, collective is generated, even a different kind, a different level of consciousness, which many of you, I know, on certain occasions have actually enjoyed.